You've chosen today to listen to this audio about exploring your thinking styles. So let's take a moment to pause. No pressure, no expectations, just you and a little space to breathe and reflect. Bring your attention inward, not to solve anything, but simply to notice, to become more aware. We're here to explore your thinking style, not to judge it, just to become more aware of how your thoughts tend to move. Your mind has a rhythm, a default setting, something you learnt early on in life, whether because of situations or the people around you. And this default setting is a way it tries to keep you safe by thinking and thinking and thinking. Sometimes that thinking is helpful. It plans, it prepares, and it protects. But sometimes it spirals. It can be overwhelming. It imagines worst case scenario that haven't happened and might never happen. Thinking, when left unchecked, can turn into a storm, a loop, a noise that drowns out clarity. It creates overwhelm, catastrophizing, and a feeling of being stuck in your own head, like everything is urgent, when really it's not. So let's explore gently. What does your thinking style sound like when you're under pressure? Is it fast, sharp, critical? Does it focus on everything that could go wrong? Do you make up the stories in your head of the very worst thing ever? Or maybe it's full of what ifs. What if I mess up? What if I let someone down? What if that doesn't happen? What if I can't handle it? Now just take a moment and ask yourself, what would happen if I didn't believe every thought that popped into my mind? What if my thoughts aren't facts, just habits? Take a moment to breathe into that space. Begin to get a sense and feel what it's like just to watch your thinking without getting pulled into it. What would happen if you didn't believe every thought you had? You don't have to stop your thoughts. You just have to become aware of them, to notice the patterns. Because once you notice, once you become mindful and aware, you then get to choose. So as you move through your day, try this simple reminder. I am not my thoughts. I can witness them. I can choose to observe them. And then I can choose what follows. That awareness, that space, is where freedom begins. And if you want to take a few moments, here are some reflective questions just for you to ponder, to just hold in a part of your head and think about. What are some common thoughts that show up when I feel overwhelmed or uncertain? When I look at those thoughts, how many of them are actually true? And how many just come from habits or fears? What happens in my body when I start spiralling in thought. What kind of thinking helps me feel grounded and calm? What habit gets me out of my head? And to finish, what's one thought I could gently challenge or reframe today? And again, just hold this affirmation in your head. I am not my thoughts. I can observe them. I can witness those thoughts. And I can choose what I want to think.